To achieve a friendly attitude, a warm heart, respect for the rights of others, and concern for their welfare, you must train the mind. In How to Practice, I will present a series of practices drawn from Tibetan traditions that will be helpful in accomplishing these aims. The essential objective of daily practice is to cultivate an attitude of compassion and calm, a state of mind particularly crucial in human society today for its power to yield true harmony among nations, races, and people from diverse religious, political, and economic systems. The harmony and friendship that we need in our families, nations, and the world can only be achieved through compassion and kindness. By helping one another with concern and respect, we can solve many problems easily. Harmony cannot thrive in a climate of mistrust, cheating, bullying, and mean-spirited competition. Success through intimidation and violence is temporary at best. Its trifling gains only create new problems. This is why, just a couple of decades after the enormous human tragedy of the First World War, the Second World War was fought, and millions more people were killed. If we examine our long history of hatred and anger, we see the obvious need to find a better way. We can only solve our problems through truly peaceful means, not just peaceful words, but a peaceful mind and heart. In this way, we will have a better world. Is this possible? Fighting, cheating, and bullying have trapped us in our present situation. Now, we need training in new practices to find a way out. It may seem impractical and idealistic, but we have no alternative to compassion, recognizing human value, and the oneness of humanity. This is the only way to achieve lasting happiness. I travel from country to country with this sense of oneness. I have trained my mind for decades, so when I meet people from different cultures, there are no barriers. I am convinced that despite different cultures and different political and economic systems, we are all basically the same. The more people I meet, the stronger my conviction becomes that the oneness of humanity, founded on understanding and respect, is a realistic and viable basis for our conduct. Wherever I go, this is what I speak about. I believe that the practice of compassion and love, a genuine sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, is the universal religion. It does not matter whether you are Buddhist or Christian, Muslim or Hindu, or whether you practice religion at all. What matters is your feeling of oneness with humankind. Do you agree? Do you think this is nonsense? I am not a God King, as some call me. I am just a Buddhist monk. What I am saying comes from my own practice, which is limited. But I do try to implement these ideas in my daily life, especially when I face problems. Of course, I fail sometimes. Sometimes I get irritated. Occasionally, I use a harsh word. But when I do, immediately I feel, oh, this is wrong. I feel this because I have internalized the practices of compassion and wisdom that form the core of this program. These daily practices are very useful and very valuable in my own life. Therefore, knowing that you and I are of similar mind and heart, I share them with you.